Welcome to Maseches Avodah Zarah, Per Gimel Mishnah, Hey, Chapter 3, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins, Hagoyim, the non-Jews, Ha'ivdim es Haharim, that worship the actual mountains, Ves HaGavois, and the valleys, Hein Mutarim, the mountains and the valleys can't become Asar and Hana, they can't become prohibited to derive any type of pleasure or benefit from them. However, Masha Aleihem, that which is upon them, for example, let's say there were stones on the mountain, and they covered them with gold or with silver, that covering is aser. Shenemra, because the pasuk says lisach moed kesef ezav aleihem, don't covet the gold and silver that is on them vilakachta, and take it for yourself. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says the pasuk says abed te abdun es kolam mekoymos asher avdu shamagoyim. Destroy any of the places that the non-Jews, the idol worshippers, worshipped. Asher atem yoshim oisom es aleihem. The part of Eretz Yisrael that you are inheriting their gods, on the high mountains, on the valleys, v'tachas kol Yisran, and underneath every pleasant tree. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili learns, Eloheihem al heharim, the gods, their gods are on the mountains, v'loy heharim Eloheihem, but the mountains themselves cannot become gods. Eloheihem al hagvois, they could have their gods, their idols, on the valleys, v'loy hagvois Eloheihem, but the valleys cannot become their gods. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Yosi Aglili argues on the Tanna Kamma. He holds that even if they cover stones on the mountain, for example, they cover it with silver, that's also mutter in Hana, that's also permissible in Hana to derive benefit, because even any part of the mountain, even the part that covers that mountain, something that a person did to the mountain itself, that remains permissible as well. Neima Asher Asur, a simple question. If so, the Torah teaches us that you have to destroy their Asherah trees. Asherah trees were trees that they worshipped. Why is the Torah to say to destroy them? They're attached to the mountain. They're attached to the ground. Why aren't they just considered like the land itself? We should make the drashel. Heim, tachas heharim, or tachas kol Yitzran, v'lo Yitzran, and elohim. That's the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. Sheyesh batvisa sidei adam, because a person planted. V'chol sheyesh batvisa sidei adam asur, and anything that a person planted, so it has the human creation or formation, that's going to be asur, prohibited. Rabbi Kiva added, ani oivin, I'll explain v'yadun lifanecha, and I will clarify the law to you. The pasuk says, kol makom shato moitz hagber gvar v'kiva v'nisa v'etzran and de'ashiyishem v'edazar. The pasuk is teaching us when it says, alohorim agvoyim, v'sachas kol etzran and v'agvoyis, the pasuk says, the mountains, the valleys, the beautiful trees, the Torah is teaching us that anywhere that you find a large mountain, you find an expansive valley, you find a beautiful tree, dashiyesha mavedazar, those are the places that you have to start searching. There's a strong possibility when you get into Eretz Yisrael, a land that had been totally taken over by idol worshippers, and now you need to purify and purge that land, these are the first places that you need to look. The large valleys, the high mountains, the beautiful trees, because there's a very good chance that in those spots Avodah Zarah is hidden or it was used as Avodah Zarah. Make sure to eradicate, to purify, and make sure the land that you are entering is pristine. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful pre-Pesach week.